All right, hey there. Welcome to the Titans of Publishing show. I'm Bill Davis, and here's Mark Hardy. Say hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Say hi, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
All right. So today we want to talk about something that's a little bit different, I think. It's not just about publishing, but it's about telling your story. And more importantly, or the interesting part to me is not just telling your story, but what people do, what marketers are doing wrong when they attempt to tell their story. So I'm going to let Mark do most of the talking. I'll interject when I have, something witty or smart ass to say. But Mark's going to take it away and go ahead, Mark, and tell us what you want to talk about.
Okay. Well, thank you, Bill. And this does fit under the Topps publishing umbrella, because obviously once you develop your story, you want to get it out there, right? I mean, you want to publish it, you want to share it, you want to get it out in as many places as you possibly can. So there is, so that's kind of like I guess maybe looking at it from a syndication perspective. But what we're right now going to focus on is actually when you're creating your story, when you're developing it. And in that case, I want to share what really I would say, even experienced marketers and experienced agencies get wrong with story and brand story. And it's this. The problem is when you hear the term my story, you immediately think internally, okay, it's about me. It's about my company, it's about my accomplishments, it's about my message, it's about my mission, it's what I'm, bringing to the world. And that's all great, but that's just one piece.
I want to chime in real
What?
quick. What you just
Yeah.
described is what most webinars are like. There's an hour-long webinar,
Right.
45 minutes, the dude tells a story, and it's all about me. And I just really want you to cut the bullshit and get to the point. But if you're going to tell me your story, you got to tell me how it relates to me. Anyway, go on.
Well, I mean, that I think they do it because it follows a formula. I learned that in speaker training. What was it? The acronym was ETR, earn the right. So you establish your credibility in the beginning. And so people are just kind of pulling out that same playbook and using it. I'm not saying don't create your story from your own individual perspective because that's what makes it unique. That's what makes it you. That's what makes it somebody can't copy it. They don't have your experience. They don't have your skills. They don't have your training. They don't have your life experience and your business experience. Where people get into trouble is they look at that as just one silo, one piece, one dimension. And in my experience, and this goes back a few years ago, and I can't take full credit for this. I developed this methodology with a colleague, and what we discovered is that there's actually three elements to a successful story. You with me so far, Bill?
Yeah, I am. And I just wanted to kind of give a preview to those people who comment on this live broadcast. If you want what I'm about to tell you, go ahead and comment and say you want it. And what we'll do at the end of the show, give me some time to collect my thoughts and whatnot. But at the end, I will send you via Facebook PM a diagram that Mark's put together that's really pretty cool. That I think you are going to want it. So say want in the comments or something constructive. Anybody who comments is going to get the diagram. How about that? All right. So we're all together. Go on.
Thank you for that promotional message.
Absolutely. And word from our sponsors.
yes. And now back to your regularly scheduled programming. So let's unpack this a little bit. Your story is actually part, it's one of three pieces. Okay. So we've already talked about your story. We've already talked about some elements that make up your story. There are two other stories that are running concurrently that your story is going to intersect with and you know, overlap with, and in some cases get overwhelmed by. And you know, I can share some examples of current events. You can kind of see how this plays out in actual, you know, real-time reality. So we have, you know, your story or your company. That's one piece. Then we have your customer or your prospect. And what story is playing up here? What story is playing in their heads? Because they're going to be judging you based on things that you may not have anything, any control over. So before I dig too deep into that one, I want to give you the third story and then talk about how they all ideally come into some kind of alignment. So we have your story, we have your customer story, and then you have the story that's playing in your industry. So, you know, for example, you know, if you look at any kind of industry trend, there's a dominant story there. You know, there's a dominant story. And I'll give you a quick example. I mean, this is going back probably, you know, Bill, do you know when the Apple Watch came out? Was that like 2-3 years ago?
It's been a couple of years, but yeah, it's been a few years.
Yeah, and it hasn't exactly lit the world on fire, has it?
No, it's certainly not an iPod or an iPhone, no.
No, and so what I had worked as a ghostwriter, and I did it was one of probably the best blog posts I've ever written. I interviewed user experience designers, and I was dealing with I was doing this on behalf of an app development company that had worked with, you know, all sorts of household names, and they wanted to position themselves as a thought leader. So we do this great blog post, and it has, you know, it is oozing credibility. But hey, guess what? You know, you've got this story running in the market that Apple, you know, missed. Apple, you know, Golden Apple just missed the mark. So in retrospect, of course, you know, I was working for a client. They didn't really take that into account. Now, I'm not saying the blog post should have all been around defending Apple, but it's just an example that every industry is going to have some kind of story playing that you're going to need to address in terms of your marketing. Does that make sense?
It's almost like or analogous to overcoming objections in a sales process, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, as people are talking or as, you know, people are kind of listening to this, they may say, oh, you know, this is marketing 101 and everybody knows you need to, you know, appeal to your target audience. You need to do research about what trends are in your industry. And I don't disagree with that. What I'm saying is we've taken that methodology to the next level with, as Bill mentioned, you know, this 3D diagram. And so if you can imagine, we have three spheres, three circles, three, and each circle represents a story. And ideally, you've probably seen this, it's like a Venn diagram. It's three equal circles, and where they overlap is a sweet spot. Yeah. You know, ideally, in an ideal world. Guess what? We don't live in an ideal world. Yeah. I would say in the work that I've done and the work that some of my colleagues have done, every issue there's a challenge of one of those stories is out of alignment. So for example, with the Apple story, the instead of three equal circles, you had this huge industry circle of Apple Watch is a bust.
Yeah.
And then you had kind of the smaller stories about what does that mean to the customer or the prospect, and what does that mean to the people that are either, in this case, they were brand evangelists, because the ultimate motive was this company wanted to be developing apps specifically for, you know, the Apple Watch. So that was kind of their end game, and that's why they were trying to get into that space. But I mean, you could take a common example like United Airlines. I mean, you know, they may have great deals, they may have great, but what are you going to think about when you think about flying United Airlines?
And it seems like it's a race to the bottom right now, because I just read a story about America last week, and or American Airlines last week, and what was it, Delta, either this week or late last week, throwing people off planes, and yeah, it's bad, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah, so you may be thinking, oh, well, you know, I mean, like for people that know a little bit about PR, it's like, oh, well, that's, you know, crisis management or crisis communications. And granted, those are extreme examples, but it's just to prove a point. And the point is, what story, if I can give you, you know, a little bit of homework, what story is playing in your market? I can tell you what story, what are the challenges that I have in terms of when people are looking at my my PR services or my PR products or training programs, the story that is playing in their heads is, and this granted is because of the market, small and medium sized businesses, is that PR is a supplemental marketing tactic. You know, it's like, okay, well, I know I need to have a website, and I know I need to have email, and I know I need to have social media, and it might be nice to have some PR, but it's not in that must-have category. So that is the story that is playing that my story has to overcome.
Yep.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. That's a good point. That's a really good point. I hope everybody...
You may want
to say that again.
Okay, well, I will say it again, but then I want to turn it back to you to see, because I know that you work in certain industry sectors, you know, one of which is real estate. And I would love to see, just from our dialogue here, if you can think of what story is playing in that industry that your, you know, the clients that you work with have to overcome. So, Bill had said, you know, repeat kind of an example, maybe not as extreme as, you know, United being dragged off planes, or the Apple Watch being a bust. You know, I mentioned my focus. You know, if you do a search for my name, Mark Hardy, and press release, you can see a lot of results. And that's good. I've established a thought leadership in that category. What's not so good is, and that is my story, so that is helpful. But one of the challenges I have to overcome is the story that's playing in the minds of my prospects. And because I'm not dealing with, you know, Fortune 500 companies that do press releases almost daily, I'm dealing with small and medium-sized businesses. The story that's playing in their heads is PR is a nice to have, but it's not a must have. It's supplemental. It's not, I've got to do this. So that's one of those things in terms of their story that I have to come with my story, as well as, you know, what's happening in the industry. So, for example, I can pull in some industry statistics that say, did you know that press releases can integrate with social media? Do you know that they can integrate with video marketing? Did you know that they can integrate with influencer marketing? So now I'm taking all these things that people all are excited about, and I've kind of woven it into PR, and that's one way I can overcome that objection.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. So you mentioned me and working with real estate clients. Essentially, I work with a lot of real estate investors. Well, I shouldn't say a lot, a good number. And what's going on in the real estate market right now in their heads versus the heads of people who actually are the end users of the properties, like a homeowner, for example. Homeowners, I think it's just me. My training's in economics. That's where I got my degree, but I haven't practiced it since college. But my gut is telling me we're very close to where we were in 2007, 2008, where markets all over the country are at at the highest they've ever been. The median home price in Walnut Creek, California, for example, is, I think it's $990,000. That's the median home price. That's higher than it was in 2007, 2008, 2009, certainly. So what's going on in the heads of the buying public is, oh my God, things are great and things are going to keep going up and I better buy now because if I don't buy now, prices are going to be higher tomorrow. And rates, by the way, are going up too, so I better get in now before rates go up. And you look at the flip side of that, the people who are actually, the producers, developers of real estate, the house flippers, whatever, they're looking at this and saying, oh shit, I lost everything in 2009 and 10. I better do something now. So everybody's got this like frenzy about them on the one side to sell and on the other side to buy. And it's really driving up prices in a ridiculous, unsustainable fashion. So I think there might be, for my client, there would be his story. How is that intersecting with the market? Well, the market is made up of buyers and sellers. The buyers on one hand are like going nuts to buy, and the sellers are like going nuts to sell. There's very low inventory, meaning there aren't a lot of houses on the market, so prices are just going to go up naturally. And the thing with this industry is all that could change tomorrow. We saw that really quickly happen in I think it was 2008, right? Was that when Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers and all those guys went belly up? It happened really fast, and then banks
The
started.
big short.
And we were on the precipice of, in my opinion, total freaking disaster.
It came very close. Bill, let me jump in here because I think there's an important distinction, and then we should probably provide a little bit more details on what people will receive. This isn't a hand-drawn diagram. This is a 3D rendering of a diagram that has some really interesting components. And I'll get to that in just a second. What struck me about what you said, Bill, is timing. Timing and circumstance. So, for example, that's what's happening now. But your clients, they don't, they need to be looking, this month, this year, next 3 years. So, what's in their story that can, translate and be consistent through all these, different ups and downs of the market? Of course, right now, or recently, it's just been going straight up. That a lot of times is, and this kind of gets back to why you want to have a your brand story or whatever you want to call it, you're set up like this, because otherwise you're just kind of shooting from the hip and you're like a leaf in the wind. You're responding to circumstances. It's kind of like if you have the right story in place, and using your real estate as an example, even if the market tanks, there's a story there. They may say, hey, guess what? Value. Everything was overpriced before. Now, you can pick up a bargain. So, it doesn't mean you have multiple stories, but it means part of your story narrative. And that's another thing too, is there's your story, but then there's also your business narrative. And that involves some of the other pieces of communications. We're not going to get into that today, but it's part of a bigger picture. So I just wanted to share that to kind of riff or add kind of on some of the details. And that industry far better than I do, that's for sure.
Yeah, they're the investors are definitely, kind of feeling they're feeling a little bit of anxiety right now. There's a lot of different forces at play. And the the ones who made it through the last time, they know they can make it through again, and the ones who are like kind of like new at this, they're going to be hit like they've never been hit before. But part of their story is, how did I weather the storm? How did I weather the last one? And how am I going to apply that to the next one? And if you invest with me, here's how I can make you money in up and down markets. And interesting, and it's kind of counterintuitive, but if you really think about it, it makes sense. the investors make more money when the market's down. They just do.
Yeah,
because
and then not just in real estate.
Yeah,
in the stock market
price,
too.
2 years later, it's full price again, and then some. So yeah.
Yeah, you just have to have the right courage. Well, let me can I jump in and just provide a little bit more context? And this is where Facebook Live would be great if we had a screen share feature. So I'm just going to paint this picture in your mind. And as Bill said, you know, I've done this, and I've charged clients anywhere between $3,000 to $5,000 to deliver a story and a business narrative. And the foundation piece, the blueprint, if you will, is this diagram that I will share with you, that we will share with you for no cost. We just want engagement. We want you to comment. If you have a question, be happy to answer it. But as Bill said, we will private message you and send you this diagram so you really see brand storytelling, telling your story in a way you really, you know, you didn't even know existed. So here's a couple other things. The diagram contains what's helpful is you've got, like I said, these three spheres of the different stories. Your story, the story that's playing in your customer and prospect's mind, and the story that's playing in your industry. But then where do you slot the different marketing vehicles? You know, your product, promotion, pricing, you know, competition. This diagram kind of will slot that for you, just again to give you a big picture on how it all comes together.
Very cool.
Cool.
So yeah, if this sounds interesting to you, I want to say two things. Number one, just in the comments, say you want it, and I'll PM it to you later today. And the second thing is, we're going to go in the not too distant future a lot deeper on this subject, but only for our subscribers or our members. So what I'll do is I'll PM you the diagram as well as a link to become a member. And it's free. There's no obligation. You can opt out at any time. All that, you know, marketing mumbo jumbo legalese. But we're gonna dive deeper into this because I think this stuff. I mean, this is really the stuff that most people, you know, when they think of brand, they think of a logo.
here's why this is important. And you know, I want to really stress this. You need an edge. You know, I mean, think of the buzz, you know, phrases, the buzz terms, you know, content marketing. Okay, everybody had to do content marketing. Guess what? Everybody's doing content marketing. And now it's influencer marketing. Okay, you know, are you an influencer? How can you connect with influencers? And yet these are just kind of reiterations of something that's much bigger. And it's something that people can't steal or copy, which is your story. And you do your story right, all these other pieces take care of themselves. So if, you know, if a company comes to me and says, hey, we have, you know, we have these needs, we're not getting enough traffic to our website, they just list a big thing. The first thing I'm going to look at is, you know, what stories are playing and are they in alignment or out of alignment? And it's like going to a chiropractor. I mean, you're going to need an adjustment. How big an adjustment depends on each of those pieces. If that makes sense.
No, that makes total sense.
Good. All right. Well, shall we make it a wrap for today?
Wish everybody
a happy hour and a good weekend.
Absolutely. And you'll have to update us on the baseball game you were watching.
I would rather not. I'm a Cubs fan. They were winning 2-0, two outs in the ninth against the Yankees. The Yankees hit a 3-run home run. So I don't even want to look. And I have a couple of friends who are going to gloat if the Yankees win. And so that's another reason to stay away.
Yeah. Well, I'm a longtime Yankees fan, but I'm not a fan of baseball anymore. I don't really watch sports. But I have been paying attention to the Warriors for the last – yeah, I jumped on the – bandwagon, and they've won six in a row in the playoffs, so that's pretty cool. So we got that going for us.
Yeah, I don't have anybody in the playoffs, so I'm you know, no hockey, no basketball, so I'm just a spectator.
Well, yeah, our hockey team blew it, so but they blow it every year. They even blew it last year when they were in the Stanley Cup Finals. So there you go. All right, so Mark, thank you very much. thanks everybody for listening. If you want that diagram, say you want it. If you watch this later, say you want it, and I'll get to it. And if I don't get to it, if you don't see it, bug me. I'm on Facebook a lot. So
you are.
It just means that I missed it, or I, you know, I'm getting old. See, it slipped my mind. So, yeah, thank you very much for watching, and we'll see you next time. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Bill. Bye, everybody.
Bye.